North Main Street in Mountain Home. Your Goodyear dealer, Mountain Home Tire and Auto. Go Bombers, go!
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided our community with orthopedic excellence since 1983. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in continuity of care, from state-of-the-art diagnostics and surgical procedures through therapy and follow-up to treat bone or joint disease, trauma, and sports injuries. The clinic offers X-ray and MRI testing, an in-house therapy department, and outpatient surgery for convenience and savings. Knox Orthopedics, helping you feel good again and ready to enjoy a life full of adventure.
Where can you get a delicious chicken strip basket, including crispy fries, gravy for dipping, Texas toast, and tender premium chicken strips for under $5? Only at DQ in Mountain Home, and only on Sunday all day. Just mention the coupon when ordering the chicken strip basket on Sunday, and you'll get all that deliciousness for under $5. Just remember to save room for dessert. DQ, fan food, not fast food. Visit your Dairy Queen on Main Street in Mountain Home.
And we welcome you back to Bomber Stadium as Mountain Home is getting ready to take on Batesville tonight. Again, Mountain Home has will receive the football after Batesville won the toss and deferred the option to the second half. And I believe Mountain Home will be moving left to right to start this contest off. It will be Nelson Romero kicking off for Batesville. Receiving for Mountain Home will be Reese Winfelt and Ewan Platt. I tell you, Nelson Romero is another guy to watch tonight. You know, I was looking at Hooten's, and they say he can place the ball just about anywhere he wants.
Oh, Batesville's always had a kicker. You know, they must start him in the seventh grade kicking or something, because they've had him year in and year out. And you know, you see more of that in games. I see it on Saturdays on college where they don't kick it into the end zone. They actually kick it to spots on the field, you know, hoping to prevent a run back two and force a turnover, one of those two.
Our opening kickoff tonight is brought to you by Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. And again, Nelson Romero is about to receive the ball from the official and put it on the tee, and we are just about ready to get this game underway. Again, this is the non-conference finale for both teams. Mountain Home, again, we'll start 6A East action next week as they will be going to Jonesboro. Mountain Home's second trip to the city of Jonesboro in 3 weeks.
That's right, you know, and Jonesboro's my alma mater, you know that.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
You know, that's, you know, I have to root against them Friday night, but
it will be Romero again kicking off for Batesville as we are ready to get this game out. The ball is up in the air, and the kick is fielded, bobbled for a moment, but it is picked up and returned to about the 16-yard line, I believe.
Well, that was a line drive. There wasn't much height to that. That never got over 15 foot above the ground, but it was a strong kick.
Yes, it was. So, again, the ball is placed at the 16. Mountain Home will start there, first and 10. It will be Isaac McKay under center for the Bombers as he comes out and gives his team the play. Again, Batesville on a 3-4 defense to start off this contest tonight.
That's the old look at him. That's the old 5-3 look right there.
Oh, it does. You're right.
And here come the linebackers.
McKay under center. He gives the ball to the fullback, and he's going nowhere. It's going to be a loss of some yards. I believe about a 3-yard loss to the 13.
Well, you know, they're going to bring those linebackers up. They're going to try to get penetration. That's the option killer right there. You've got to be able to seal off that penetration, be able to read the defensive linemen right there. And they're just, prior to the ball snap, there were 9 of them within 2 yards of the line of scrimmage.
Well, they actually marked a 2-yard loss, so it looks like the ball is going to be at the 14-yard line instead. So it's going to be second and 12. 8 seconds left to go on the play clock as McKay is under center. He gives the ball to the fullback once again, or he may have kept it actually. Fake the handoff, and the ball goes to about the 14. So no gain on that play, and we have 3rd and 12 at the 14.
Well, you know, Matt, transition-wise, you know, your offense, when you run the opposite, you see a different defense every week just about. And the first series is always an adjustment series to see where they're going to line up and what they're going to do. But, you know, right now, Batesville's done what everybody else does. They're just crowding it and coming hard.
Well, they've marked it actually 3rd and 11, so it looks like they gave him a yard. So So it is third and 11. McKay under center. Wishbone behind him. He hands off to the left running back. Couldn't see who that was, but it looks like he will get to the about the 16, and it's going to be three and out. Mountain Home's going to have to punt.
Well, we just, as a power play out of the wishbone right there, didn't get a good block on the linebacker, but, you know, when the running back's about 140 and the linebacker's about 195, it's kind of hard.
So it's going to be a fourth and 10 at the 16. It will be Mountain Home lined up to punt. Isaac McKay will be receiving the snap. He gets the snap. He punts it. It's a kind of a wobbly kick to about the 48 of Mountain Home, received by Batesville. They have got it at the 30, the 25, the 20, and down to the 15-yard line, and Batesville with excellent field position to start. That's one thing you didn't want to give up on special teams.
No, you didn't want to give that up on special teams. Now they got the ball down inside our 20 on their first position. But once again, you know, did a good job of making the first man down the field, missing the return man. Kid did. It's just tough to cover me. Probably need to kick away from him the rest of the night.
Well, they marked the ball at the 16, so that makes it a 32-yard return on the punt. So Batesville will have it to first and 10 at the Mountain Home 16. 9:44 left to play in this opening quarter. It will be R.J. Jeffrey under center as he hands off, and looks like the ball is going to about the 9-yard line, just inside the 10, so I guess they'll mark that at the 10. So a gain of 6 there, second and 4 as Batesville has the ball at the 10-yard line.
Yep, another children. That was Logan Grimm had to come up from the safety spot. Good job of the Batesville offensive line opening that hole that time, because they blocked down, kicked out, and the safety had to come up and make that tackle.
Jeffrey under center. He hands off to the running back, and he gets to about the, I believe they're going to mark it at the 7-yard line, or maybe the 8. This will be the 7-yard line, so a gain of 3, and it will be a third and 3 at the Mountain Home 7-yard line. Will be Childress again lined up in the center. I formation behind him. Two wide outs split out to the left. Now one goes in motion toward the right. And the handoff goes to Cedric Hall. And he goes. Oh, and he loses the ball. But I believe if Batesville's covered in the end zone.
No, they're going to call him down.
Okay. I thought he'd actually drop the ball. But
yeah, he looked like he dropped the ball. I think they might have missed that one, but I think that's probably good for us, because I think they did fall on the end zone, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, he does get the ball to the 3, so that makes it a first and a goal at the 3-yard line after a 4-yard gain. So Batesville already about to punch in the end zone, as we are just under 4 minutes into this contest. Jeffrey under center. He hands it off to the
good
running back, and he is going nowhere. Looks like no gain on that play.
Owen Kraft, good job coming from the linebacker spot that time, getting penetration and knocking him off his feet before we got the line of scrimmage. Nice play right there by the Bomber defense.
So it is no gain. It's second and a goal from the 3-yard line. Batesville comes back up to the ball. Jeffrey under center. Looks like a
power eye.
Power eye.
Fullback trap.
Hands it to the fullback, and I believe he got into the end zone. There is the signal right there. Touchdown, Batesville.
A little fullback trap out of the power eye formation right there. Just get a little movement on the offensive line, and just barely got in, but that's all you got to do.
I believe that was Jackson Beck who with the 3-yard run into the end zone.
Number four.
That was number four? Okay. That is Jaden Ward, 6'3", senior, 260 pounds. Batesville line up for the extra point. Nelson Romero to kick. This snaps it to the holder. He gets it clean, and the kick is good. 7:25, let's play in the first quarter. We will break with a score. Batesville leading Mountain Home 7-0. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
There's a new spirit in Pine Bluff, and it's contagious. Plans are being made for a revitalized downtown and exciting events that will once again make the historic city the hub of South Arkansas. Pine Bluff Rising is working to empower citizens of the city and move concepts to action. When Pine Bluff again thrives, it will be good for all of Arkansas. Want to keep up with the progress of Pine Bluff Rising? Like us on Facebook and watch daily as a new Pine Bluff rises.
Bank on checking that pays with the Integrity Club at Integrity First Bank. Get rewarded for everyday purchases and earn up to $80 annually in cash back. Call or stop by any of our 5 Twin Lakes area branch locations and learn about even more club benefits like Everywhere Cash Savings, free estate planning review, and other benefits to protect your financial future, as well as convenient online and first mobile banking. Join the club, the Integrity Club, and bank on checking that pays with Integrity First Bank, member FDIC.
Well, Batesville striking first on a 5-play drive that went 16 yards after their good punt return. Jaden Ward, the fullback, punching into the end zone. And the kick by Batesville goes out of bounds. That's a surprise.
Well, it's just a matter of trying to kick it too hard right there.
Yeah.
You get on the inside of your foot, and that oblong or odd-looking spin tells you that he got it wrong on his foot and just trying to overpower it too much.
So with the penalty, Mountain Home will have the ball at the 35 to start this drive.
That's a lot better than inside the 20.
It sure is. Last drive, Mountain Home went 3 and out and had to punt. Mountain Home comes to the line. Isaac McKay under center, a wishbone behind him. Again, 7:25 left to play in this first quarter. McKay takes the snap, hands it off to the fullback, and he looks like he's going to gain about 3 yards on that play.
That's Junior Williams once again up the middle right there. That's been a bread and butter play, and Junior does a good job of following forward and getting positive yardage on most of the carries that he gets. You know, he's good about keeping his shoulders down, his knees up. Needs to get his knees up a little bit more on that one. Got tackled by the ankle that time.
Again, Mountain Home getting ready to head to the line. The play clock hasn't started. Now there's a stoppage of play. 6:51 left to play in the opening period.
It's called home field advantage. We only run the clock when we want to here.
Yeah. Okay, so it looks like we are ready to get started back up. The game clock's not started. Now there it is. And so now Mountain Home comes to the line. Again, Isaac McKay under center. Wishbone formation set behind him. McKay fakes the handoff to the fullback, pitches it to the running back, and he gets to the outside and very close to the first down. That was Brad Liddy on the play.
They got a flag on the play.
I'm not sure who that's going to be against. Did he get the first down?
He got the first down if the referee's foot is right, but the flag should have been against them for late hit out of bounds.
Okay.
Because he run flat over the chain gang out there. You know, them guys are supposed to be doing line drills here at halftime in a display.
6:31 left to play in this first quarter. It is unsportsmanlike conduct against Batesville, so add another 15 yards to the end of that run. Mountain Home is going to have the ball at the Batesville 40.
There's getting something said or done on the Batesville sideline over there at the conclusion of that play.
It was a 7-yard run and then add 15 yards to that by Brad Liddy. Liddy's checking out. And Mountain Home coming to the line. Isaac McKay under center. Again, another wishbone formation behind him. First and 10 at the Batesville 40. McKay hands off to Junior Williams, the fullback. Flag is down. Williams gets to, I believe, about the 38-yard line, but let's see what the flag is.
When I got those right there, it's going to be on the offense. He can't see the defense from where he's at, so it's going to be an offensive penalty. Illegal shift.
Illegal shift, yep, against Mountain Home. So that will back him up 5 yards. So it will be first and 15 from the...
That's what Coach Max was talking about, Matt, when he talked about the negative things that happened. And, you know, first and 15 is better than third and 10, but still, you want to keep it in a plus yardage situation.
It'll be at the 45-yard line of Batesville. First and 15, 6:18 left to play in the first quarter. Began Batesville leading 7-0. Wishbone formation, Isaac McKay under center. He fakes a – no, actually, he does hand off to Junior Williams. A fumble, and I believe Batesville may have recovered it, and they have.
Well, the ball ripped out, and it came out of that pile pretty quick and right at the feet of one of the Batesville defenders, and all he had to do was just fall on it.
Well, that's one thing we were talking about during the pregame, just, you know, got to limit those turnovers.
That's an example right there, turnovers, penalties that we can't have. And once again, we give baseball a pretty good field position, you know, right at the midfield almost. And, boy, got to make them run a bunch of plays to score. Don't give up a big play right here because we don't want to be down 14.
Matt Batesville will start at the mount at their own 47-yard line. First and 10, 6:08 left to play in the first quarter. Jeffries pitches it back. That's a pass play deep to the receiver. He can't get to it. I believe that was...
That was the big boy Holidays.
That was actually, I believe that was, if I've got the number right, it was Kadar Floyd.
Oh, well, they all look alike. Yeah, they're all about 6'4".
So he pitched it to the halfback. He tried the long pass, and he couldn't. He just way overshot his receiver.
Well, it was a good route because we were coming.
It was a good route.
We were coming up hard to support the run, and he was behind us. Just a long pass that they couldn't complete.
Second and 10 at the 47. Jeffries under center. He pitches it back to Cedric Hall. He gets to the outside. Looks like he's going to get maybe 2 or 3 yards.
Good job that time of stringing that out. Make them run sideways. Make them run out of bounds or make them run sideways until somebody can get there to help you. Much better job of playing the run that time by the Bomber defense.
Okay. Well, actually, they're just going to give him 1 yard on that, so it's going to be a third and 9 at the Batesville 48. Could give Mount Thompson good momentum if they can hold him to 3 and out here.
Boy, it would. He gives a shot in the arm pretty good to hold him right here and get the ball back.
Jeffries under center. I formation behind him. Two receivers split out to the left. Ball's pitched back to Floyd, and he gets to about the Mountain Home 48-yard line, 47 or 48, well short of the first down, and Batesville will most likely punt.
Overcraft once again from the linebacker spot coming in to make that tackle for the Bombers, and Batesville looks like he is going to line up to punt right here.
It will be Saeed Bernal, the punter for Mountain Home, for Batesville that is, and Mountain Home's will be Brad Liddy receiving it. He's sitting back at his own 10-yard line. 5:12 left to play in the first quarter. Again, Batesville up 7-0. And the punt goes toward the left side, and it looks like Easton is going to kick it towards the end zone. It is going to go into the end zone for the touchback, and Mountain Home will have the ball at their own 20 to start this next drive.
As a left-footed punter, you don't see that much in high school.
No, you don't.
Able to spiral that thing and get it towards the corner, just didn't get the roll they needed, thank goodness.
Looks like he was just pretty much trying to keep it out of the hands of Liddy.
He was. He was trying to kick it to the corner and get it out of bounds inside the 10.
So, Mountain will have the ball with exactly 5 minutes left to play in this first quarter as they trail Batesville 7-0 at their own 20-yard line. Isaac McKay gets the play call from the coaching staff, and he'll line up under center. McKay again under center. Liddy goes in motion, and he fakes the pitch to the fullback. He is running towards the... I believe the 29 may have gotten to the 30. Now they're going to mark him at the 29, and it's going up. It's a good run there, 9-yard gain.
It's a good gain. Once again, Isaac does a good job, you know, once he calms down a little bit, riding that fullback up in the line, making the linebacker step up and commit. Then he stepped around the corner that time, got a good block from the tight end and the offside running back right there that opened up that big hole for him.
Second and a yard to go here with the ball at the Mountain Home 29. Less than 4.5 minutes left to play in this opening period. Again, Batesville leading 7-0. And looks like a stoppage of play now. Did they not set the play clock again? Or start it?
They're struggling with the play clock.
Okay, looks like they're about to get started back playing. And we are back underway. As Mantel comes under center, it will be Isaac McKay again under center. Motion man goes to the right, and
Junior
Williams, the fullback. He's still dragging defenders, and he finally is tackled. Looks like at about the 42-yard line, and that's going to be the 37-yard line. It's going to be first down for Mountain Home.
Junior, good job once again breaking that initial tackle at the line of scrimmage, and you get him on a defensive back here one on one. He's kind of hard to bring down. Just got to hang on to somebody else gets there and help you.
It's officially a 9-yard gain for Junior Williams. First and 10, Mountain Home at their own 38-yard line. 3:48 left to play in the first quarter. Batesville up 7-0. Isaac McKay under center. He will fake the handoff to Junior Williams, and now drives towards the left side, and he is tackled at about the 41 or 42-yard line. I think they're going to mark it at the 41. So that will be a 3-yard gain.
Once again, Batesville crowding up the middle, trying to take that fullback out of it and giving Isaac a chance. That was the short side of the field. Didn't have room to run very far, but it was a good job of making positive yardage out of it.
So that was officially a four-yard gain for Mount Salama. They started that set of downs at the 37. So it's second and six at the 41 for Mountain Home with less than 3 minutes left to play. McKay gives it to Junior Williams, and he is into the Mount to Batesville territory, deep into the territory as he is driven back down at the 31-yard line. Big run for Junior Williams. First down, Mountain Home.
A little bit different look at time, Matt. They brought the option a little bit wider down the line of scrimmage, and you got it outside that tackle box a little bit, and you caught Batesville pinching down a little bit, and Junior had a humongous hole to run through right there. Good job on the offensive front.
About a 28-yard gain by your – actually, I think maybe about a 33-yard gain for – so it's 28-yard gain for Junior Williams there. First and 10 at the 31 of Batesville. And McKay keeps it, and he's going to head to about the 21-yard line. I think he's going to have enough for another first down.
Well, it's going to be awful close if he doesn't. Let's see where they mark it. No, they're going to mark him short just a little bit, but a good job of adjusting on the second series. Mountain Home doing a real good job of blocking that defensive front of Batesville right now.
So they are going to mark him just a yard shy, so it's going to be second and one from the Batesville 22. 1:55 left to play in this first quarter. Again, Batesville leading 7-0, but Mountain Home, they're driving. Isaac McKay under center, power eye formation behind him. And he's going to give it to the fullback.
That's Riley Peters, who's up for the first down.
Riley Peters takes the ball just about the 20-yard line. And it's another.
And that is enough for a first down as he carries it for 2 yards. All they needed was one to move the chains. So first and 10, Mountain Home at the 20-yard line. 1:34 left to play in the first quarter. You got to like what you're seeing on this drive so far.
Oh, yeah, I like this. You know, one thing, you're eating up the clock. That's mm-hmm. Keep the ball out of their hands. That's exactly what we want to do. Take a lot of plays and punch it in for the score.
First and 10 at the Batesville 20. McKay under center. He will fake the handoff to Peters, and he may gain maybe a short gain. It's not going to be much, if anything.
No, once again, they came down pretty hard from the outside on that. He didn't have a chance to turn it upfield. Couldn't get any depth. You don't want to get a lot of depth when you're running the option right there. And when they close down like it makes it pretty tough. Junior coming back into the ball game now, and, you know, that'll open the offense up a little bit more.
Well, they did give him a yard to the 19, so it's going to be second and 9. 43 seconds left in the first quarter. They have enough time to get one, maybe two more plays off before the quarter comes to an end. 6 seconds left on the play clock. McKay under center. And he's going to hand off to he's going to fake the handoff. And now a pitch to the motion man, and he had a little trouble holding it, but he finally was able to grab it and gain a few yards on it.
Well, it was Hunter Shadow at that time, and that's just the third phase of the option right there. And it was a good pitch. He just took his eyes off a little bit, looked up down the field a little bit prior to the ball, getting there, trying to see where he needed to run to, and thank goodness it bounced right back up to him.
And that's going to be the end of the first quarter. After 12 minutes of play, our score, Batesville leading Mountain Home 7-0. We'll start the second quarter in a moment. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
There is nothing that cannot be accomplished through cooperation. From working with new or existing companies to working with government leaders, we help our communities grow and prosper. Your local electric co-op provides leadership to ensure that your rates are among the lowest in the nation. Affordable, reliable, and responsible.